Hi, welcome to Heart Talk, a six-part relationship podcast that invites you to have real conversations about real relationship realities. In our first three episodes, we looked at the key practices for building a healthy relationship, the different types of intimacy in a relationship, and the last one was how to navigate mental health challenges as a couple. I encourage you to go and listen to them. We are your hosts, Jose and
Cheryl.
So today's topic is how to cultivate trust in your relationship. So Cheryl, do you want to just give us a little brief intro into this?
Certainly. So, as Jose says, today's topic is how to cultivate trust in your relationship. Trust is the bedrock of a healthy relationship, whether it's a romantic partnership or whether it's a friendship. Trust forms the foundation upon which meaningful connections are built. Establishing and nurturing trust is a continual process that requires time, effort, and commitment, and that's from both parties. We will go over 8 key practices that will help you build trust in your relationship from the ground up. Okay, so the first point we're looking at is open communication. Would you like to share?
Okay. Well, I think if you're talking about building trust, communication is essential.
Mm.
And we are always communicating. Mm. It's whether we're communicating in a way that's breaking the trust or building the trust. And so for me, it's about sharing your thoughts, sharing your feelings honestly with each other. And I know in my own journey with you and our relationship, I always found it easy to share thoughts around facts or opinions or ideas and how I saw something. But when it came to sharing how I was feeling about something or about myself even or about the relationship or anything, that's the part where I found it difficult. But but it was necessary. I had to grow in being able to say, this is how I feel.
Mm. And maybe to share that I thought I communicated easily. But what I did, as much as you communicated with facts, I communicated with emotion. So what that happened was I would then become so emotional that would get your head into a spin because you didn't really know what I was trying to say. So I had to learn to express my emotions in a way that would come across to you that you could understand what I'm trying to say to you.
Yeah.
And it was a learned behavior because in my head, I'm emotional and I'm thinking that you are understanding me. And you're not understanding me. So I had to learn to put into words what I was feeling so that I could get from you what I needed from you.
Yeah, no, that is true. And obviously the other side, so the one side is actually sharing your feelings and your thoughts, honestly. The other side is for the other person to listen, to actively listen, to see the person and what they're saying and reflect that back to them so that they feel understood, so those are the two sides, I think, of communication. And when that happens, when you have those two dynamics, then you're building trust. The person can trust you with their heart and what they're feeling and what they're saying to you. I think that's the important thing about communication.
Okay.
The next one is consistency and reliability.
Yeah, I think that being consistent and being reliable is very important. It's interesting because when we first met, it was very important for me that you want time, that you were true to your promises, that if you said to me you were going to be there at a certain time, and you weren't there, I would get very upset. And I'd actually feel disrespected. And I'd feel that you actually didn't think enough of me to put in time and to actually arrive on time. And so what I would do is I'd actually get upset. And in order for me to get you to understand what I was feeling, I had to explain to you that this is what I need from you. And when I saw that you actually put the time and effort into being on time and being reliable, I thought I could depend on you. So if I phoned you the next day and said, Jose, I need you to be here at 6 o'clock and you arrived, I felt that you heard me. And I felt that I could trust you. So, that is
very, you know, I think besides being on time and, you know, those small ways of being consistent and reliable, I think also when one makes a promise, I suppose the biggest promise is the covenant you make with each other. Yeah. You know, are you going to stick to that? Say, if I promise I'm going to do something for you, or I'm going to be there for you, innocent, you know, then do I do that? You know, and that's part of being reliable. You know, keeping your promises. I think that's a good measurement of somebody's reliability.
So as I said before, what you say, I need to see you doing it. Because you could tell me, Cheryl, I am going to do it, and then you don't do it. And I think, well, how can I trust you?
Yeah. So I think definitely that being consistent and reliable builds trust.
Right, and then we're going into transparency, if you'd like to just enlighten us on
transparency. I think honesty and transparency go together, and obviously they help to build trust. And that's really about sharing your thoughts, your feelings, and your experiences in an open way. It's about avoiding keeping secrets or withholding information that's important to your relationship. So it's important to be transparent also about your intentions and your actions, because that will build an atmosphere of trust. And if there are issues or challenges, which there always are in a relationship, address them. You know, address them openly rather than trying to just sweep them under the rug. So transparency and honesty build a sense of authenticity in the relationship, and they demonstrate to each other that you've got nothing to hide.
Right. Okay, and then the next one is about demonstrating empathy, if you can maybe elaborate on that a bit.
Yeah, empathy is very important. And empathy is really your ability or our ability to understand and also share the feelings of another person. So you've got to show genuine concern for your partner's emotions and their experiences. And you've got to validate their feelings and even what they're sharing with you. You know, don't devalue it or make them feel it's not relevant or that they shouldn't be even sharing this with you. And even if you don't necessarily agree with what they're saying, you still need to validate that. So empathy, what it does, it creates a connection, because it demonstrates to your partner that you're caring about them and you care about their well-being, that you're prepared to listen and see their point of view. And it's also essential to be supportive both during your joyous times and also your challenging times. And in showing empathy, you build trust with your partner. Right, Cheryl, you want to tackle the next two? The next one is setting and respecting boundaries. How do they build trust?
All right, this is a very important one, because I think we tend to think that boundaries just happen. So establishing and respecting boundaries is crucial in any relationship. And I think what we need to first of all find is that we need to know how to set our own boundaries, where our boundaries start and where our boundaries end. We need to make our partners or significant others aware of that. And we need to be attentive to our significant other. This mutual understanding helps us to build trust because it creates a safe space for both individuals. So when boundaries are respected, it demonstrates a level of consideration and regard for each other's needs and comfort. And this promotes a healthy dynamic where both partners are feeling that they feel secure and they feel understood. I know for me that when I know that I'm being understood, it creates a safe place for me and it makes me feel secure.
And then how does, which is the next one, apologizing and forgiving, how does that build trust?
Okay, I think apologizing and forgiving is also crucial in the sense that we forget that we are both individuals that come with baggage. We are sinful in nature, and therefore we don't have it all together. So mistakes are inevitable in any relationship. But what matters is how we address these mistakes in our relationship. And the first way we do this is to take responsibility for our actions. And by doing that, whatever the challenge is, we offer a sincere apology. And because this cultivates that aspect of trust. And then on the flip side, being able to forgive is just as important, because forgiving requires that we actually let our partners know that we've heard them, but that we don't get stuck in that place of unforgiveness, but with that we actually have the ability to move on from that place. Okay, so holding on to grudges erodes trust over time, while forgiveness allows a relationship to heal. And it allows the relationship to grow stronger. I know with us, it's actually the challenges in our life that it's strengthened our relationship more than the good times. The good times are amazing, but the challenges actually make us look at ourselves and see our insecurities and make us able to share those things which bring us closer together.
Yeah. Yeah, just if I can add about forgiveness, always think of when Peter asked Jesus, you know, how many times must I forgive? And then he said 70 times seven, which is a lot of times. But, you know, I found that, that's a practice that we have to have, because there are many times you've got to forgive, you know. And so there's no limit to the amount of forgiveness you offer when somebody takes responsibility and asks for forgiveness and sincerely apologizes. We need to extend that forgiveness.
Very true. So the significance of trust becomes even more pronounced during moments of conflict, as I said. So we need to ask ourselves the question, how well do we navigate disagreements and challenges as a couple?
Yeah, that's always a good measurement. If it's not handled well, which you know it's not handled well.
Definitely. And how the two navigate and resolve conflict determines the resilience of that bond, because your bond is tested when troubles come, when insecurities hit us. That's when we actually can sink, or we can say we've been through this before and we have the ability to bounce back.
Yeah, and when you handle it, you're right. And when you handle it well and in a healthy way, it actually bonds you closer. That's what I know we found that. And when you don't handle it well consistently,
that's
when you find you disconnected.
And you feel like everything's coming apart. So approaching conflicts with empathy, actively seeking solutions, and learning from shared experiences like we've actually mentioned, contribute to a relationship growing in a healthy way.
Yeah.
So, the next one, Jose, is being dependable in times of need. Would you like to maybe share a bit?
I think one of the really true tests of trust is how we support each other during challenging times.
Mm.
You know, and I think you need to be there for your partner when they need you the most.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And that can be offering a shoulder to lean on, to cry on. That's one way of being there, or just some practical way of assisting them, you know. But they need to know that you're there for them, especially during challenging times and conflict times, you know. Because it demonstrates that you're dependable, you know. You're not going to run away during those difficult times. And that sense of that reliability, you know, creates a sense of security for your partner. It reinforces the belief that you are constant and you are a reliable presence in their lives, you know. So, yeah, I would say that's the main thing about being dependable and reliable.
Mm. I think dependability is also being true to your word, because I spoke about consistency early on, that people say you need to put your money where your mouth is. So you can say one thing but demonstrate another by not being actively involved.
Mm.
So it's important, to do that. And then the last one, and a tough one if you don't know how to express your emotions, is about being vulnerable.
Yeah. That vulnerability, I think generally, probably comes easier generally for ladies because they're more...
I think we're more in touch with our emotions.
Yeah, and they're more able to process the emotions and connect with that than with men, you know, generally. But I think a vital or key aspect of trust building is being vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
So you're allowing yourself to be open and being authentic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it builds an understanding between you and your partner. And that's really things like, you know, share your dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Share your fears, you know, especially men. Men like to always feel, you know, they're in control, they can fix it, they've got no fears, you know, they're courageous, but meanwhile, inside, they're feeling something different. So, you know, you've got to share your fears and then also share your aspirations, you know, with each other, you know, and that's part of being vulnerable, not just about necessarily just sharing emotions, but these things as well.
Mm.
And that helps create a deeper connection, I think, between a couple.
Mm.
I
think sometimes partners don't like being vulnerable because they're scared that if the other person sees weakness in them, they'll look at them differently.
Mm.
And so it's a fear more than anything else.
Mm.
But you realize that as you open up and as you share that very deep part of you, it actually makes your partner or your significant other warm up to you and feel, well, she's been vulnerable, so I can be that with her as well.
Yeah. So I think it's linked to communication because, you know, we can communicate on a very surface level, you know, all the facts, what's going on around us, our daily routines and all those things. And those things obviously are necessary, but you got to get to the deeper stuff.
Yeah, I agree.
Feelings, what's your opinion? How do you see something? You know, you got to get to that level. And that's becomes, we have to be more vulnerable. So vulnerability is key. Yeah, so those are just 8 ways or practices or things one needs to do to build trust. Okay. So if you are building and creating open communication, if you're being consistent, if you're being transparent, if you're being empathetic, if you're respecting each other's boundaries, if you are able to apologize and forgive and being vulnerable, all those things help towards building trust in your relationship. But I think you've got to remember that trust takes time to develop. So if I think of when I first met you, there was a level of trust. But as we've grown, I mean, after 36 years of marriage, that trust has just grown and grown and grown because of all these things happening. And this trust, and that trust gets eroded if this stuff is not happening, you know.
I think I mentioned before that I honestly, in my ignorance, thought that relationships just happen. You two Christians, and you think you've got God in your life, and you feel that it's got to work because the Lord's in it. But as much as God is in it, we have the responsibility of submitting to God and allowing Him to work in and through us. And that's what gives us the ability to actually forgive, to trust, and to lay all these things before Him. And that strengthens our relationships.
Yeah. And I think if you have built that trust and you're maintaining that trust, it's more likely that your relationship's going to withstand any adverse challenges and tests that come your way. And creating that bond just, I think, also just enriches your life. You know? It's like our relationship with God, if you look at it that way. He's trustworthy. And the more we experience His trustworthiness, the more in love we fall with Him, the more intimate we become. And I think it's the same with human relationships. The more, you know, it's like a cycle.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a trust cycle that you've got to just keep that cycle going and going. Yeah. Yeah. So that brings us to the end of today's episode. Thank you for tuning into Heart Talk. If you found this episode helpful, like all the other episodes, please like and subscribe to our channel and leave a comment. And those people that have been leaving comments, thank you very much, and liking, thank you. And if you found any of these episodes helpful and you want to engage with us and book a session with us, please contact us at jcyatu@telkomsa.net. And until next time, this is your host, Jose.
And Cheryl.
Signing you off.
Goodbye.
Bye.